Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss why your property isn't selling.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk to those sellers out there, Bob, that have not succeeded in a sale in a seller's market. It seems like everything should be flying off the shelf. And if it's not, what should you look at as an owner of a property, whether it's commercial or residential?
Let's make an assumption that it has been, first of all, properly evaluated. What is it? And what would the market reasonably pay for a property with those investment or ownership benefits?
Now, whether you listen to that counsel as the seller is a question. You may have gotten great counsel that this is where the world will meet you with opportunity, and you've said, well, we're going to put a cushion above that so we can negotiate it if we need to, or something like that. Or maybe you just decide it's worth more than what the market says it's worth.
And you become the highest bidder at your own offering each and every day. You're outbidding every buyer that shows up, so you get to keep the property.
And I got to say, what an honor. I've got to say that showing up is virtually showing up also. They may be aware of it and they've already done the math and said, I don't even want to approach the property. So often I hear people say that the property didn't sell and my realtor didn't get anyone through it, and that's why it didn't sell. Well, the realtors are only able to get people through because they've been vetted already at another level, which is usually online, maybe with another commercial broker in commercial real estate who've said, there's this opportunity, this is what it looks like, this is how it pencils, and this is what the price is on it. This is the condition as we see it by the photography, not by going to visit. And they say no before they even go. So right. It could be that there are people that have been exposed to it that have rejected you.
Well, the old adage, if you can't get them across the threshold, there's not much of a chance of getting an offer.
And in residential, I'd say you're probably close to 10% off in price if you're not getting anyone across the threshold.
Yeah, and that's a tough situation. That could be a significant part of your equity.
That's right. So let's talk about fighting the price reduction. Are there alternatives that you could address? I would encourage you to get feedback from anyone who has viewed it. Make sure that the realtor has a good feeling of any trends of the feedback of his or her peers in regards to what they've seen there.
And that's a lesson that I learned early from my father. Just go back to the people that have looked. Back then, we could tell because there wasn't a computer. You didn't know who was peeking in on the net and so forth. You actually knew who had visual eyes on the property. Ask them what they didn't like. Why they didn't move. And I learned a lot.
We don't care much why they choose to buy. We care a lot why they choose not to buy. That's what you're looking for in patterns. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.